Hey creators, I'm Rebecca Flott and you're listening to the Artisan Soul Sessions. It's a little dose of inspiration inside for makers like you and me. Join to the world of creativity in the art of making. You are. Good morning. Good morning, Jamie.
Oh, good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm excited that you're here with me this morning.
I know. How was your day yesterday?
Oh my goodness. I don't even know. I don't even remember yesterday.
Well, happy late Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right. It's a happy late Valentine's Day for everyone that is listening. You're right, Jamie. So Jamie, I think I am your biggest of fan. I think I am one of the biggest fans that you have. I love everything that you do and create. And I love how you encourage others. You know, you definitely have a gift to encourage others. Love it. The baby's singing. Oh my goodness, he's singing. So I love how you take the time to encourage others in your faith, in your books, in your writing. And now in your podcasting, come on now. This is incredible. So listen, so for our listenings, tell us a little bit about your journey as a creator.
Well, I've always loved being creative. I mean, my family, some of them, like my aunts and uncles, were creative, and I always just admired the arts. As far as creativity for me, I really love helping people. I love helping people see how loved they are, especially in the eyes of God, how valuable and unique and special they are. And then somehow, as their eyes are opened up to their value and their identity, I really love connecting their purpose for the season, which is always just great and amazing. I love seeing that connected with the love part, how loved and valued they are. And so when I started creating, and I was on staff at church or at a church really for about, over 20 plus years. We moved out here to help launch a church, and I was off staff for a little bit, but I functioned as a full-time staff member. And I was over like worship and production and things like that. And my mind just always, it blossoms in the creativity space. I don't know how else to put it. It actually also blossoms in the details space when I'm like really honing in on my schedule and things like that. But when I get creative, I can remember being a little kid and I would watch Doris Day movies like with my mom, because we weren't really allowed to watch anything else. So we would watch those because they would be clean. You know, it's like one thing, right, you know, would be clean. And I would tell myself, one day I want to be in a musical, or one day I want to write a musical. And so I majored in English literature, minored in Christian thought and music. And then out of college, I went into an internship, and my husband's really creative too. He plays the guitar. He's a graphic designer now. He's so good at what he does. I remember just loving the creative space and having the opportunity to like craft a musical for our church and write the music with a team of people and write the script with a team of people. And then I was able to act in it. And I think my heart just was so full in that space. And so when it comes to writing, you know, writing was a little bit different because I've always felt calling in a pull or a tug towards writing. I've always had a really deep desire to write, to help other people, again, to help other people. But when we were here we live in Colorado, I knew it would take a lot of work, and I really needed to hear for me personally, because I'm a Christian, I really needed to know in my heart and spirit, like have a sense or an awareness that this is really what I was supposed to do in this season. So I prayed about it, sought God about it, and I felt real clarity on writing. So when I did start to write, it was funny because, you know, I knew I wanted to write a book that had pictures, because every time I read a book, I always look for the pictures first. And that's what I love the most, is the artwork or the pictures or seeing people. I just loved that. So I started on this journey to writing and crafting. A table reader was the first one that I did out here in Colorado. And I remember how many times I wanted to fail, or I wanted to stop. I didn't want to fail, but I wanted to stop maybe 50 times during the process of writing. And my husband would always tell me, and you would even tell me, no, you have to keep going. You can't stop. You know that this is something you're supposed to be doing in this season. So I pressed through. But then I remember strategically when we went to print, or we were considering who to print through, the difference between printing a table reader with a lot of with pictures versus just a text only book, the price was vastly different. It was like it would cost me, you know, $4 versus $22. I mean, so different. So in that moment, we were left with the decision, would we be true to the vision that we felt like we were supposed to walk in this season, or would we maybe compromise the quality of what we wanted in order for cost or for, you know, all of that. And in that moment, we decided, you know, it was so important to stay true to what we knew we were supposed to do for this season. And so we went ahead and published the first table reader. And honestly, it's been the design. I mean, the words are inspiring. We want the words and the text to grab people's hearts. But we also want them to be able to look at the book and say, wow, you know, we want that to inspire too. And so that has been the pictures. The design has been one of the things that people comment on the most. And so I'm so glad we stayed true to it. But that's a little bit on my creative journey. And let me say, Rebecca, I didn't study to be an author. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. We've just had to figure it out on our own. And sometimes I feel like that's the best place to be, because it keeps you teachable. It keeps you trainable. It keeps you humble. So it's just been a learning process.
That's right. That's right. And you have been so faithful to your craft. You've been so faithful to showing up. I would say I feel like we need to have like 1,000 podcasts for me to actually be able to ask you in the areas, all the areas that I'm curious about, the things that you do. But one thing I want to say, one of the strong things you have as a creator is your discipline to do things.
Yeah.
How did you develop that? Because that is not normal in the creative field.
No.
How did you were able to develop the discipline to say, here's the time I write my book. This is the time I do my podcast. This is the time I clean my house.
Right.
What would you, you know, say for the creators that can grasp close, you know, that?
Yeah. Well, hopefully, I hope that this podcast really just gives some people some, maybe one tool they can just take home. But, you know, first, let me say, I don't nail it in all those areas. I'm like, when you said clean the house, I thought, oh yeah, I need to clean the house. but I would say I heard, you know, most of the things I've just learned throughout the years and from other people that I admire and respect. But I read one book, and I cannot pinpoint the author right now off the top of my head. But basically, they said, I think it was in Manage Your Day Today by 99 IU or something like that, but managing your day to day. And it's a group of collective creatives that have pooled together to write this small inspirational reader. So it's really good. I recommend it. But in that, I believe they said, creatives like to wait until they feel inspired in order to do something. And they were saying that is just the wrong way to do it. Consistency Trump's inspiration every day of the week. Every day. I mean, if you wait 6 months, you know, and you finally feel inspired and you wait till you feel inspired to do your work, you aren't going to get much done. And so, and another thing is if you do it weekly, so I do, when I go into a writing hole, we'll just call it a writing hole. I set aside an hour, 3 times a week to write. And I would just set a timer on my microwave and I don't wait to feel inspired. I would say 90% of the time I sat down to write, I did not feel inspired at all. And you sit down and you don't really, you can't think about what you're writing, meaning I will only write if I have a great thought. No, you just, you know what the topic is, you know what the chapter is, and you just start writing on it. You write for 60 to 90 minutes and then you're done. You shut it. And then, you know, a day later or 2 days later, you come back and you do another 60 to 90 minutes. And that's it. You shut your laptop. Now, the good thing about that is that you aren't having to refresh your brain from what you have already started. When I wait for creativity to hit, oftentimes I'm creative maybe once every other month. And then I forget about what I wrote the previous month because I haven't been in that space for so long. So when I do it consistently throughout the week, I remember what I wrote the last time. So I don't need to go back and read it over and try and get my bearings. It wastes time when you do it that way. So I would just say, you know, don't wait for creativity to strike. If it's something that you know in your heart you're supposed to do for this season, then you prioritize it in your calendar. And you just, you don't have to do it for 9 hours straight, but you can do it for 60 minutes, 3 times a week. And you, that will lead to a great impact in your area of, you know, whatever you're going towards. So that's sort of how I ran it.
That's amazing. And that's incredible. And thank you so much for being so generous to share this with us. Now you go to do Instagram every single day. And you share a word, okay? You share a word. How is that because you're just looking for meditation for yourself and then you share? How did that came about?
Well, that's funny. I think, you know, in anyone's life, whether you're creative or you're not creative, I mean, everyone has a special purpose and assignment for this season. Your life is so, so incredibly valuable. The people around you need you and your life is really teaching so many people. So for me, it was more like stumbling across what I really enjoyed. You know, Instagram and social media is a beast. Let's just face it. It's constantly morphing and changing. There's new things coming out all the time. You know, now do I go to TikTok? Do I go to Snapchat? You know, what do I do? It's constantly morphing. But one thing that I've always loved is the pictures, again, on Instagram and how you can see people's life and you can sort of follow what they're doing. For me, I would struggle with, and maybe some of your listeners struggle with this, what do I post on Instagram? You know, is it just a personal photo album? For me, I really wanted my account because I know so many, even of the younger generation, are into social media. I wanted my account to inspire people. But for me, again, personally, do I want it to inspire them towards, what do I want it to inspire them towards? Do I want it to inspire them towards me, towards my home, towards my style, towards my family? You know, there's so many different avenues you can choose on social media. So the one thing that I would say has transformed my life more than anything, and if you're listening to this, you can completely disagree, and I respect that, but the word of God in my faith has transformed me more than anything. So as I began to study the word, I began studying really in depth, I would say, at the end of 2022, beginning of 2023, and the scripture was coming so alive to me. meaning when I would look up the Greek and Hebrew, it was as if I was at home alone and I was like jumping up and down in my heart and in my spirit because I was understanding things in a greater way than I ever had. So from there, I thought, you know what? No one, my account could never grow. No one could ever listen to any of these videos. But if I could share one thing with this social media world, it would be these truths that honestly have transformed my life. So that's where it was born out of. And then it's just consistency from there. I would do, and even that has morphed. I used to wake up every morning at like 5:15 a.m. to record these videos. And then I thought, how in the world am I going to fit everything I want to say into 1 minute? That was a challenge, but it grew me. It grew me to be concise about what I was sharing and only share what was really impacting. And now I don't do it that way. Now I do, like on Sundays, I'll come home from church and I've been recording the 5 videos for the week during the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
I'm not waking up at 5:15 every single morning, so tired. And trying to collect my thoughts. So that's sort of how that came about. And I couldn't be happier with what I'm sharing because it's just what has impacted me. And I pray that it helps bless others.
Oh, amen. And it does. It really does. It's amazing. And it helps, like, it's encouraged to me. I think it all comes into, you are always there encouraging. I think that is a big word for you. But changing the topics, because we only have a few minutes left. And by the way, thank you everybody that is in the room. Changing the topics, you launch a podcast. Oh my goodness. You launch a podcast.
I know.
And then what happened to that?
Oh my goodness, the podcast, what a journey. So again, I'm going to try and apply like all these things that I'm learning in this season to something that some of the listeners can pick up and learn. But the podcast, like I said, for the books, I really needed to know this is what I'm supposed to be doing in this season. With the podcast, it was more like a burning desire that that maybe came out of my studies. Again, as I was studying, I was becoming so alive. So one of the outlets was Instagram. And another outlet that was just on my heart was a podcast. I had never done it. I talked to my husband and he's like, well, he's great at tech. He's great at creativity and design, but he just didn't have the time for it. He's like, listen, my priorities are my job and our church right now. I can't do the books, but I can't do a podcast. And I was like, meaning he couldn't be behind the scenes doing it. And so like crafting all the episodes and things. So I was like, okay, but God brought the right people. A man named Ron Cool, he's helping us produce the podcast. He has his own podcast company. And then a friend that I met about 18 months ago, one of those that you feel like you've been together for 2 decades, you know, is how you feel when you meet that person. And she loves the Word of God as much as I love the Word of God. Heaven knows we aren't perfect, but we are, we are willing to grow and change, which is like what I look for in a key relationship in my life, which is what I love about you, Rebecca, is that you're constantly growing and changing. But so this fall, we're like, okay, we're just going to try it out. And we started recording. I think we recorded the first 9 episodes. I came home. Yeah. I lost them all.
Oh my God.
Because the microphone wasn't on. So yeah, it was like, you see the finished product, but the work behind it, the prayer behind it, you know, the recording behind it, all the little things that went wrong behind it, you know, no one sees, but we stayed with it. And so we are currently walking through the book of Acts together, and we're just trying to help others understand it while we ourselves try to dig really deep and understand. But it hit, I know what you're getting at. It hit number one when it launched for 3 days here in America.
What? Awesome. Can we take a moment? Can we take a moment to celebrate? And oh my gosh, that is amazing. When you think about all the trials you had, in the episode is that you lost. And all like to get to this moment, you realize it's not as easy as it looks like.
No, it's not. And it's so funny, Rebecca, because it maybe wouldn't have gotten under my skin too bad, except for a couple months prior, I had brought my laptop on an airplane with me, and you know this, visiting my husband's family in the Czech Republic, and I have no idea why I put my Stanley in my backpack with my laptop, but my laptop got soaking wet, and it died, completely died, and I lost 1.5 audiobooks that I had been recording from the books that I had.
The audiobooks.
So I was already frustrated, like, internally by electronics, which it wasn't their fault. It was my fault. But then when I lost the other episodes, I was like, that's it. I'm done recording. I like, I can't believe these, you know, so, but now I've learned, my husband gave me a step by step and just learned in the process. So it's been so, so good. And it's really growing and stretching me. But the funny thing is, Rebecca, and you know this, because you've walked with me through highs and through low lows, like you've seen it all. But the funny thing is that if you're in the place that you are meant to be for the season, it doesn't mean that it's easy, but there is like a supernatural strength and peace and joy to just keep moving forward. And so when you start feeling like you're stressed out all the time, you can't, you know, you don't want to do what's in front of you, you know, you're perpetually at the end of your rope, it's just a signal to maybe take a pause and say, okay, and I would bring it to God because I'm a Christian, but and say, God, where in my life am I walking out of alignment to what you have for me in this season? Because I know this is not the way that you want me to live life, like perpetually. Yeah. Now there's seasons of stress. There's seasons of walking in intense situations, and there's seasons of sorrow. Like all of those are seasons. But if you find yourself in more than just a season and it starts to become a lifestyle, that's when you have to get really open and honest and vulnerable and say, okay, why is this a lifestyle of stress or of pressure rather than walking in peace and strength? And so I would say it's taken a lot of work. It's taken a lot of growth. It's taken a lot of releasing things that I love. There's been pain and joy in the process, but I feel this strength on the inside that's like, okay, just keep walking the road. And it's been such a joy. So I hope that encourages someone.
It does. It does. It encourages me first too. It's just amazing that we know that there is hope for peace. You know what I mean? That is important for us to know. Now, Jamie, before we go, I would like to ask you a few things here.
Okay.
Please tell our listeners how they can find your podcast.
Okay.
And then share with them if you have anything special coming up. That is a big deal.
Okay.
And I want to ask you if you're ever going to come back here to do a part 2 and 3 with our listeners. And
that's a lot. I'm trying to think of all the questions.
Okay, let's start with the question. Do you have anything special? First of all, I asked about the podcast. So I asked, how do the people can find this podcast that you just released?
Yes, you can listen anywhere on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on iHeart. Anywhere podcasts are, you can listen. The podcast is called Divine Table Talk, where you have a seat at the table, we like to say. So anyone is welcome. And I would love it if you downloaded them, listened to them. I would love to hear your input. You can contact me through social media or my website, which is so hard to spell, but it's Jamie Klusacek, K-L-U-S-A-C-E-K @well.com. So they can contact me there. And then I would say, yes, of course, I'm available to you anytime you want. I just love you. Okay. For another podcast. Upcoming, oh my goodness, I'm so excited. I am going to the Therefore Gathering Conference in Texas. It's for college age, teenage, middle school, girls. It's a girls' conference that they put on once a year. They also do one in, I believe, Mexico, and I know Uganda. Wow. I believe it's June. They'll have one there. And I partnered with them and another friend, Hannah Greaser, and we wrote a teenage girl devotional, which will launch that weekend. And all 1,600 girls will get it. Another 800 in Africa will get it in June. And I literally could not be more excited and honored and sober as I walk through this amazing season. So I have that coming up. And then if you want to join that, you can join through live simulcast that weekend. Would love to see you there virtually. And then I have another book besides that coming out the same weekend called Confident Woman.
I'm excited for that one.
I know. So it's a table reader with pictures. You'll be able to get that on Amazon or on my website starting March 4th. And so I'm just so pumped about that. And I hope that women who read it can start walking in, not self-doubt or even self-confidence, but that they start grabbing hold of some God confidence based on who God says they are through this book, and that they enjoy it. So there's journal places in it. It's just a joy to be able to produce with my husband. So all of that is coming.
that is incredible. And I am so honored that you separate this time this morning to be here, to be present and to speak, you know, to our audience. Now, before we go, Jamie, what would be your very last word for the day that you like to leave it out? And maybe a word of encouragement for today. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great. I would say just enjoy the journey. There's so many goals that we can attain and aspire to, but honestly, they're endless. And I think that that's life. When we reach a destination, there'll always be something else that we're going to then go after. And then there's always going to be something else. And those things are amazing, but just enjoy the journey, knowing that you're never going to feel like you've arrived. All these amazing things are happening in my life, but if I just lived for the moment or lived for the conference or lived for, I'm not living for that anymore. I love walking with God towards those things, but the day to day, sitting in my car on a podcast with Rebecca Flott, one of my dear friends, I mean, I love that. Going home today and being with my husband and my kids, I love that. And so don't let the goal overshadow the joy of your everyday. And so take a little time today, I would say, just to enjoy the journey and make that a part of your lifestyle.
Oh, that's amazing. That's beautiful, Jamie. I am so grateful for you. Thank you so
much
for being here.
I love you so much.
Have an incredible day. And thank you for keep encouraging everyone around you. You are gold. You are gold.
So are you, Rebecca. I love you so much.
I love you so much. Have a blessed day. Thank you for being here today.
Okay, bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this show. And don't forget, we are live stream every Monday and Thursday at 10 a.m. I hope you guys have a peaceful, amazing day. Go get that job done. Go be productive. And I'll talk to you soon. Be at peace.